Shalom Aleichem to everybody. We're in the weeks of Sfiras HaOmer now, and the weeks of Sfiras HaOmer are characterized by the mitzvah of Tmimos, the union of doing it b'shleimus. And there are really two questions that need to be addressed. One of them is, why is the union of Tmimos connected to Matan Torah? What is the connection between Tmimos and Matan Torah? And secondly, how does a person get to such a thing? We're always weary of perfectionism, and we're always weary of all or nothing. And punkt, before Matan Torah, there's a mitzvah which demands or requires Tmimos, some sort of level of perfectionism, some sort of level of completion. So it's very interesting. If we're looking for a tool of how is it that we can get to Tmimos, to get to this Shlemos, to get to this consistency, we find something very interesting. We find in Chazal, where Megalatos, a very clear tool that we can use to get to Tmimos. We find like this. Sorry, Yimeinu, it says, Rashi brings down at the beginning of Parshas Chayesara, that it was Kulon Shavim L'Toyva, all her years were equal. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean that her life was one long carbon copy. We know that Sarah Yimeinu lived some sort of a turbulent life with ups and downs and different scenarios and situations and nisyonos. Kulon Shavim L'Toyva means that she utilized all the opportunities that she had. She maxed out. How did she do it? How did she get to such a consistency and such a stability? So it's interesting. Chazal tell us a secret. Over there in Parshas Chayesara, Chazal bring down a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Lamed Zayin. The pasuk says, Yodea Hashem Yemei Tamimim V'Nachalosam La'olam Tiyah. Yodea Hashem Yemei Tamimim V'Nachalosam La'olam Tiyah. It's interesting that Chazal, Darshan, the pasuk of Yemei Tamim, is very interesting. We're talking about days, we're not talking about people. What's Yemei? What does it mean, days of people who are Tamimim? So Chazal said a very interesting drasha. Chazal said, Kishem Shehem Tamimim, Kach Yemei Him Tamimim. Same way they themselves are Tamimim. So then the days are Tamim, which means Chazal, Darshan from the words Yemei Tamimim, that Chazal unlocked the secret of Sari Menu, how she got to this Kulam Shavim L'Toyva. How did she create this consistency? How did she create this Tamimos? Because she herself was a Tamim, and since she herself was a Tamima, better said, so she was able to get the Yemei Tamimim to her days. So first of all, without saying any pshat even, we have over here a Mefurash Chazal, who are Megalat to us, how we should get to Tamimos. How do we get to that Darga of Tamimos? The question is, what's Takad Abshat? What is the connection between the fact that a person is a Tamim and the fact that their days are Tamim? So we find something very interesting. There's a pasuk in Parashat Shoftim by Chamishi. It says, Tamim Tiyah Im Hashem Elokecha. A person should be Tamim. Now the Targum over there says that the pasuk of Tamim Tiyah Im Hashem Elokecha actually means Shlemos. But Rashi over there in Parshas Shoftim says a completely different shot. In the pasuk of Tamim Tiyah Hashem Elokecha, Rashi over there says that the pasuk of Tamim Tiyah Hashem Elokecha means as follows. Rashi says, "Al tachker achker asidus, don't think about the future. Elakom mashavah lecha kabel b'tmimus, don't think about the future, but whatever comes your way, accept it with a tmimus," which means that the word Tamim Tiyah, it doesn't refer to shlemus, rather it refers to, we'll call it being naive. Don't be so sophisticated. Don't plan out such strategic planning. Al tachker achra sidus, don't think about what's going to be tomorrow. Elakom ashebo alecha, kabel b'tmimus, whatever comes your way, accept it with a tmimus. That means when a person has an opportunity and a person is concerned and worried, what's going to be tomorrow? Will it work out tomorrow? What's a kedai now if I don't know if it's going to work out tomorrow? All these thoughts about it's not worth it now. Many times that people have an opportunity to learn right now, and a person says, well, tomorrow it's not going to work out, so why bother now? Or maybe tomorrow will be better, let's wait around. Or when it comes to an opportunity in Ruchnias or in Davening, there are many times where we have opportunities to do these things where we say to ourselves, well, let's see what's going to be tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Why bother today? That's not Tmimus. Tmimus is Al Tachker Achar Asidus. Don't think about the future. Don't think about the tomorrow. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you to take. The pshat in that is that, there's a pshat in that. The pshat in that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish B'tuvai B'chol Yom Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world every second. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world every second, so the opportunity of every day is a completely brand new opportunity. And today's opportunity has nothing to do with tomorrow's opportunity. And today's opportunity has nothing to do with yesterday's opportunity. And there's nothing to wait for a better day. And there's nothing to wait for a worse day. And there's nothing to think about who cares and who knows. Because HaMechadosh B'Tuvai B'Chol Yom Tov, it says that every day brings with it a whole new bria and a whole new creation, and today has no shechus to tomorrow, and tomorrow has no shechus to the next day. So Tomim Tiye Im Hashem Elokecha means that I take whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to me, because I know that I'm getting it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I take what I'm given and I utilize it to the best of my ability. That's the Yisoid of Tomim. Now, Lefi this Rashi is something that characterizes a person who's a Tomim. A person who's a Tomim has one very outstanding characteristic and one very outstanding thing that describes him, and that is a person who's a Tomim doesn't skip days. A person who's a Tomim doesn't miss days. And the reason is because the reason why we miss days and the reason why we skip days is because we think maybe tomorrow will be better, tomorrow will be a better day, tomorrow I'll learn better, tomorrow I'll daven better. Tomorrow, today I'm throwing out because it's not perfect and it's not good. And the side of a person who's a Tomim is Al Tachker Achar Asidus. He's not so sophisticated, and he's not looking to the future, and he's not so strategic. And a person who's a Tomim lives the moment now. A Tomim lives the moment. And a person who lives the moment doesn't miss days. That's about what Chazal meant to say. Yudei Hashem Yimei Tmimim V'Nachlosam Le'ilum Tiyah K'Shem Sheheim Tmimim Kach Yimeim Tmimim. A person who's a Tomim has complete days, because he utilizes every day. He doesn't think about the tomorrow. Elekom Ashabal Dachavakavu B'Tmimus. So Chazal over here unlocked the secret of how to get to Tmimus. A person gets to Tmimus by being a Tomim, utilizing every single day. Lefi zeh, we have a new understanding in the mitzvah of Tmimus and Sfiras Ha'Emor. The common wisdom says that the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'Emor is about all or nothing, having a shleimus of 49 days all in one shot. Lefi de Savona, it's punfakar, it's just the opposite. The yisoid of Sfiras Ha'Emor is the yisoid of utilizing every day separately. Coming to Matan Torah, utilizing every single day, one day and another day, of 49 individual days, and utilizing each one of them separately, learning to utilize each day for itself and stringing together Tmimos. That's the inyan of Sfiras Ha'Emor. Sfiras Ha'Emor is not to do 49 days all or nothing. The inyan of Sfiras Ha'Emor is to take 49 separate days and utilize each one on an individual basis of Leilach Rasidus, Pumfakar, not all of them at one shot, but each one for itself, and to get ready for Matan Torah with that Yisoid of Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha of Al Tachker Achar Rasidus and Lekom Ashabol Lecha Kabel B'Tmimus. That's the Yisoid of Tmimus, and that's the Avoida and how to get the Tmimus of Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha Keshem Sheheim Tmimim Kach Yimeim Tmimim. So what does it have to do with Matan Torah? It has to do with Matan Torah, very much so. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the famous Gemara, the Rava was sitting and learning, and he was so deep engrossed in the sugya that he was sitting on his fingers under his feet, and they started to bleed, and he didn't even notice. So this tzeduki came over to him, and the tzeduki said to him, you know, you're irresponsible, you're rash, you don't think before you do, you get yourselves involved in situations that you don't know what you're doing, you're rash. And he says, you come from a nation of people who are irresponsible, because you makabel nasa before nishma. Explains Rashi, and what Rashi explains is unfortunate Gemara, that the chiddush of nasa before nishma is not that you signed on for something that you don't know what it is. Rather, you signed on for something that it's kosher, Rashi says. You don't even know if you're going to be able to do it. You won't even know if you're able to accomplish it. So the chiddush of nasa before nishma is not so much that you signed a blank check. Is that you signed on for something that you don't have the faintest idea whether or not you're going to be able to do it. How do you know you're able to do it? So Rava answered him back and said, we are Tmimim. Listen to the lashon of the Gemara now. Tumas Yeshorim Tanchem. Tumas, says Rashi, over there in Pechasim and Beis and Shabbos, Betoim Lev. We went with the Tmimus. The Samachnu Love. We relied on a Baruch Hu that He loves us, and He won't give us something that we can't do. That means, like Rashi says in Shoiftim, we were Tmimim. Here? Tumas Yeshorim Tanchem. Betoim Lev. We went with the Tmimus. We didn't think about it. We relied on Him. And we relied on the fact that He won't give us too much. It's a fascinating Rashi. Tumas Yeshorim Tanchem. Betoim Lev. We were Tmimim. We were naive. We weren't so sophisticated. We didn't think about what's going to be and when's going to be and how's going to be. None of those things. We took what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us and we relied on Him that it's going to be okay. That means, stated in this Rashi, that the entire dialogue and the entire Nekuda of Chiddush in Matan Torah was in this Nekuda of, should we be sophisticated? Should we think about what's going to be? Should we be worried about it? And the answer was no. Tumas Yeshorim Tanchem. Says Rashi, B'toim Lev. The whole dialogue with the Tzuki was, and the whole Ikur Nekuda of Matan Torah was, this Nekuda of, we are Tumim, we are Tumim. We taka don't know what's going to be. We taka undertook something that we don't know what's going to be tomorrow. But we relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shteta Mori de Gazach, from the fact that this is the Chiddush of Nasev and Ishma, see, this is Gemara, it's a Farsha Gemara. So it comes out that this issue about a person being challenged by this, that what's going to be and how's it going to work out and who says I can do it, this is the major challenge of Torah, where a person gives up and a person says, I don't know if I can undertake it, and I don't know if I can do it, and I don't know if I'm going to succeed in it, and what's going to be, and verzucht, and that's the major challenge in steiging. That the Chiddush of Nasev and Ishma, which Chazal described, Megillah, Rozeh, Lebonai, that Chiddush of Nasev and Ishma is such a powerful Chiddush that it dealt with this topic. It dealt with that means Nasev and Ishma, we know, was a shocking darg, was the darg of Malachi Ashoris. And what was the darg of Malachi Ashoris? What was so difficult? It was so difficult for them to let go of all the sophistication and all the what's going to be and all the need to control our results and the need to control the situation. A person needs to go, what's going to be tomorrow? How am I going to know? Who says? And where can I do it? No. And vice versa, that need to control the situation is something so hard to let go of, that when Klal Yisrael let go of it, they want a dark of Malachim. So we now understand that if that was the heart of Matan Torah, that was the Tanai of Matan Torah, that Klal Yisrael needed to let go. They needed to be Tmimim, they needed to be Betoim Lev. They needed to take for granted and rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu that it's going to be okay. So now we understand why Tmimois of Sfiras HaOmer is a direct and critical hachana for Matan Torah. Because Tmimois, the ability to string together day after day, requires a person to be a Tamim. Yudei Hashem, you made Tmimim, and Achlosim Adem. In order to be able to utilize every day, not skip days, I have to live the moment. I have to accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me without thinking about what's going to be tomorrow. And I have to live in that mode of Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha. That's how I get to Tmimus. When I live in that mode of Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha, where I accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I give up control. I don't need to control the outcome. I don't need to control the situation. Then I'm able to string together a Tmimus de Kazach, a Bazei, that's Mamash the Hachonah for Matan Torah, because Matan Torah was a Tzura of Betoim Lev. Matan Torah was a Tzura of Tumas Yisharam Tanachim. Matan Torah was a motive of letting go, giving up control, not having the need to be on top of the game and know the results and know the guarantees. So the Avodah of Tmimus is Mamash the Hachana to get to that Darga of letting go, of relying on Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like Rashi says in Shabbos, Peches, Samachnu Alav, Bonu Alav, Ba'ava. We went with Him with love, we relied on Him. We didn't have to control the matziv, and that's why we were able to utilize every opportunity that came our way. And that's why we were able to do nasiv and ishma. That's taka the pasuk, what the pasuk says. Teiras Hashem temima. Teiras Hashem temima. Meshivas nafesh. Kol tov to everybody. Zay gesund.